Hey everyone, we'll get you to the show in a second. Just want to give you the heads up about our latest Red Men Plus special offer. If you want even more Liverpool content in your lives, both in video and podcast forms, simply head to redmenplus.com. And if you sign up as a yearly captain subscriber and use the promo code RACE, R-A-C-E, you'll get 50% off a yearly subscription. So yeah, that'll get you covered for the rest of this amazing season, the search for a new manager, the summer transfer window, and pretty much all of the new manager's first season as well. So yeah, redmenplus.com, yearly captain subscription, promo code RACE, and get 50% off. I'll see you all over there. Hope you enjoy this podcast that's about to start right now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Hey, before we delve into things, I just want to tell you about our Liverpool streaming service. It is Red Men Plus. Get involved over there for extra Red Men shows in video form, in podcast form. You've got documentaries, features, interviews, and a hell of a lot more besides. If you join as a club legend, you get the Discord chat, you'll get free merchandise and a host of extra bonus perks. It's like Netflix for Liverpool fans. Get over there, get involved. Otherwise, let's face it, you're going to miss out on amazing Liverpool stuff in your life.
Jeff Jürgen, hello.
Hello.
three league games without a win, obviously some concerns, but did last week's performance give you some encouragement at Brighton?
Yes, it did. And all because the first and foremost, what we are doing is we want to win football games, and I think that was possible in that game. That's good. So it was not possible in the game, the Brighton game we played before that, with the performance we put in. But that day it was absolutely possible. We could have won it. Shouldn't have lost it, but did. That's true as well. So after the game, directly the disappointment is massive. The emotions are involved. You there was a moment in the game where you kind of, well, accept, but you know that yeah, we might play them again. So no problem. Good, we made good steps in the right direction, but then you concede that goal, and the way we conceded it was obviously not cool. So so yeah, there are things in, absolutely, which we can use, which we have to use, and that's what we tried, obviously, and that's what we will have to show tomorrow.
So back to league action. Tomorrow is going to be Mo Salah's 200th league appearance for Liverpool. If he scores, he'll equal the record of most goals for the club in their first 200 appearances. He's one goal behind Gordon Hodgson. It's a fantastic achievement, but he's only got one goal in his last seven. Has he lost a bit of confidence in front of goal, or is there a bit more to it than that?
Oh, I've lost confidence. It's like strikers are, all of them. And when it's going well, and it's going well in other moments, then you have to go through these periods. I don't think that's a massive difference. We spoke last week in a press conference about it, all the changes we made and we had to make up front. And each striker benefits from settled things, from patterns everybody knows about. And that is for sure was more a problem than other stuff. But yeah, of course. When you don't score for a while, it's two things. You might not be on your 100% confidence level, but the desire to do it is grows every hour. So that's it, and no problem with him scoring, breaking that record as well. So it's a record to be broken. So Mo broke a lot. So probably, hopefully, he can do that with this as well.
Let's hope he gets two, breaks the record, not equals it. The transfer window is shut. You're probably delighted about that, so we can stop talking about it, except for today, because we're asking every every manager what they made of Chelsea's spending in that January transfer window.
And what did the other say?
An awful lot of money. Well, you're one of the early ones today, so I don't know as yet.
Okay, then I say nothing without my lawyer. No, it's a joke. Obviously, I don't understand this part of the business. Like, what can you do? What can you not do? How much? It's a big number. In the last two windows, obviously, okay, I can. The players they brought in, I didn't think once, why did I do that? They're all good players, really good players. So from that point of view, congratulations. When you can do it, then obviously they do it. But I don't understand it. But how it's possible with all the things around. But it's obviously not about me to explain how it works. Hopefully you all know exactly how it works, and then it's fine. Yeah, but Graham knows that. That's clear. So that's something else. I'm not sure Todd Bowley is too much interested in that. But that will happen at one point as well. That they will play well together. That's pretty much with the quality they have, not to avoid. How quick it will go, I don't know. Welcome.
I just wonder what the challenge is for a coach or a manager in facing the same team three times in the case of a couple of weeks, which is, of course, what
we're doing. Yeah, we have Brighton and Wolves weeks, eh? So in between Chelsea. True. It's not a massive challenge, to be honest. It will probably not be. They will make a few changes, obviously, as well. So because they had kind of a cup thing when Nunes and Neves didn't play together, for example. Maybe some other positions were slightly different to the league games they always played before, but might have been because of rotation or the competition. I don't know exactly. So there are obviously changes possible, which makes a difference. Apart from that, I'm not only since a few days in this country. It happened quite frequently. We played Arsenal twice in a row and stuff in different competitions. These kind of things happens quite frequently. So, yes, three times, but it was not in 1 week. So we had time in between. They played games, we played games in between. So that's what you use them for to analyze. But it's we know, obviously, both teams know each other probably after these weeks now pretty well. They are doing well, and they work now longer together with the manager again and again. And that's obviously we will see that very competitive. When we're in all the games, very competitive. And let's give it a try again.
When you look across the fixture list over the next month, Everton, Newcastle, Real Madrid, Manchester United, not too far away. Do you see that as a run that can inspire you to get back on track rather than a run of fixtures to worry about?
Oh, I don't worry about runner pictures. No, not at all. No. We have to use the time we have in our hands to improve, to play the football we want to play, to work on things we think they are necessary and massively necessary for the way we want to play football. That's what we did now all the time, and then I understand 100%. And when we speak, the first question was we saw steps. Definitely, we were much better in a lot of areas. Then in the end, when the result is not right, that overshadows everything. But we will fight for results, and there's a lot to go for. We have half the season only is played, which is crazy, but means. We have the second half of the season. We can do whatever we want in a positive direction as well. And that's what obviously what the plan is. But it's not about now thinking about the next fixtures. So just the next fixture. This is tomorrow, Wolves. And that's a start in the second part of the season. And we decide how positive the outcome will be.
On the season in general, and how the team hasn't performed as well as they would have hoped. Does the disappointment sort of linger more with the players and with you in situations like that because of your experiences and you deal with it and handle it maybe better than they can?
No, directly after the game, we had all the same level of disappointment. So that's how it is, but then I'm not sure. Robbo was in the interview, probably. We're good. How do you say it? He wears his.
Oh, it's on the sleeve.
Yes. So, which is good. So no problem at all. But a day later or whatever, Robbo would have a different view on that as well. So it's completely fine. But directly after the game, we are all massively influenced by the result. No, it's not more a problem for the players than for me. Not at all. And yes, but it's not that the players as well. It's not that they walk the whole week head down, stuff like this through the training. And that's, of course, very important. We have to... we love this game. We do. And the boys especially, because they can play it still, and I only can watch it. But we all love it. And that's the big part of it is the desire to win football games. That's really big. In the moment when you don't achieve that, that's the hardest moment for all footballers on the planet. Will always be, should be. That's completely clear. But there's always a next day, a next session, a next game, all these kind of things. And we all know that. And I don't need to use my experience in the business to realize that. I know that anyway, and the boys as well. So it's fine. It's really okay. But of course, we have to. It's different when you won the last five games. Then you don't have to prove that you can win football games, because everybody knows. So in this moment, we have to prove this point. That's clear. So we didn't win enough football games the last few weeks in the whole season so far. So, and that's what we want. And then it's not bad to feel really, really bad after a game, because you don't want to have that feeling again. And that we have to use that as well. And that's what we try.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mike. Yeah, again, when you've got a squad full of high achievers that have delivered so much and you've won so much, how difficult is it when really good players are going through what's obviously more than just a dip in form? How difficult is it for them to refine their high levels?
It's not a massive difference to lesser good players. If they go through if they have a dip in their development or whatever, that's difficult as well. It's just something you have to deal with. It's not that difficult. Of course, we have. I think we all see that some players didn't exactly reach the level they reach for us consistently over 4, 5, 6 years or whatever. That's not unusual, happens to other players as well. I think one of the best, really best examples ever is probably Marcus Rashford. So the season he had last year and the season he has this year, I'm not sure he can really explain it. Of course, Erik ten Hag coming in, new voice, whatever, a different approach, all these kind of things, of course. But it's not that Marcus didn't want to deliver last year, for example, I'm pretty sure, and now he's flying. And that's how it goes. But of course, the time in between these two extremes, you have to use, and you have to work through it, and you have to fight through it. And self-pityness is not allowed in these moments. Whether we are human beings, we all know these moments where we think, oh my God, everything is going against me. But the only one person who can change it is really yourself. And so these kind of things can happen, will happen in the future as well. But of course, it's about to limit the time and to get back on track. And the team can help with that. It's like this, the team performance is obviously a summary of the individual performances, but the other way around, it works as well, because the individual performance influence massively the team performance. So that's how it is. Sometimes the team helps you through these kind of things, and if you have one or two or three of them, of these performances, then it's getting more and more difficult. But that doesn't change the view on the players in general, but you have to make decisions for the moment, for lineups and stuff like this. And that's maybe a bit more of a problem for the manager, because when do you realize, okay, that's not only a little dip, that goes now longer and stuff like this, do you have alternatives, all these kind of things. In general, this is more a problem, but for the player, is a situation which he will face during a long career, not only once, but probably two or three times. And that's then normal. So you have to get through this, and the players I know, and if you're talking about my players, then they will go through that definitely, and we'll show again how good they are.
And from a management and a coaching perspective, when you go through the type of run that you go through this season, do you look at maybe switching things around and altering something and think, well, maybe we should change what we've done previously, just to try and to break things up, or is it always organic?
Oh, we changed a lot. Of course you have to change. You have to be changed in good periods as well. You cannot just go through it and say, oh, that works well. Let's hope nobody realizes it. Other teams adapt. Other teams realize. They do analyze. So if you do exactly the same thing for years, then it's not possible. But we always changed little things. Most of the time, the things we changed were direct improvements after that, and that's obviously then really joyful and it's enjoyable. You see that, okay, that's a good idea, and then bam, and it really works out. So that's in the situation now. We said it. We had an idea for the Brighton game weeks ago, and that obviously didn't work out. But we changed over the year. We changed systems this year more often than in other seasons. But it's two reasons. One is we didn't. The main reason was we didn't defend as good as we should. And so if that's not possible and it looks like the boys in this moment cannot do it, then you have to help them with a different formation. And that's what we tried. So we played 4-4-2 quite frequently and these kind of things. And so that's part of the job as well. Again, how it always is in our business like this, you change something and it always has to work out. Otherwise, you look a bit silly. It's like, what was the idea behind that? And but the idea is always good. Sometimes how you can bring it on the pitch is not as good, but that's part of the deal. I cannot change that. I have the idea, or I have to make the change before we play, and I know afterwards if it worked out or not. But that is experience really important. That I know these things can happen and it doesn't cost me confidence or whatever. It's just normal. Carl is hiding again.
Yeah. Stand at the back.
Can I just check on the injury situation generally and specifically on
Canate? Yeah, generally it's looking better. The boys training, Diogo Jota had a full session with the team this week, but now not. The next day he had again a rehab session, not because of the session the day before, just as part of a plan. So I think he will be pretty much back in normal training next week. Bobby's getting closer, obviously, very good. Luis is running now. That will take a few weeks still, but is now out on the pitch as well, running, which is really good. Ibu is out. Virgil is getting closer. But not ready for the game, obviously. Parts of training, I think, next week as well for Virgil. Nothing else so far, but there's still 2 hours until training, so it can happen a lot. Yeah, it's perfect. Ibu has a muscle injury, and again, he didn't think it's massive. It happened in the game. I asked him, are you okay? Yeah, okay. After the game, treatment, scan, bam, out. Partnership it's not cool. Always the changes, of course, you don't want to have that. Again, it's like these changes, you want to make them when you rotate or bring them together, everybody in a perfect moment. So now it's, but Joey and Joel obviously played together before that, so it's not a massive problem, but it's not perfect. Like, that's clear. So we don't have arguments on a pitch or whatever, on the training ground, pitch, if you think that, no, not at all. He knows that he's not flying, he has to work his way back, that's how it is. So it's now really helpful that we have Stefan, to be 100% honest, because he's doing really well, and you need this on his position, you need a guy who wins challenges, who protects everybody pretty much, who plays football as well. That's really important. Fab did that for us for plenty of years. Absolutely brilliant, best in position for a long time, and at the moment it's not clicking. That's true as well. So we have to go through that. Nothing else. But he's not. He's now not the happiest person on the planet, but he understands the decision, obviously.
No more, move on to the FA Cup.
Not really completely different. Different lineups a little bit. How I said, when Neves and Nunes play together, it is different. It is different than so far in these two games. They shared pretty much the match game time. No. I think Wolf's coach is a coach who stands for a specific way to play, and they are now longer together, so that's what we will see again, I guess. Using the pitch, big switches, stuff like this, speed, these kind of things. So no, I don't expect it too different.
Thank you so much for that. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want more Red Men in your ears, then consider signing up to redmenplus.com. You get everything that's on the website in video, and if you want it, in podcast form. From £5 a month, redmenplus.com, you get 2 free items of merchandise every single season. If you sign up as a club legend, you get 20% discount codes every single month, exclusive discounts from our partners, as well as your name in the credits and each and every Red Men Plus show.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.